know some of y'all watch the History Channel.
Yes.
And y'all read, some people say, well, the Red Sea. And some, and so they say, well, it's only a little bit deep. I say that's even more of a miracle. How in the world did he drive all those people? God is taking,
yes, sir,
what is natural in your life, and he's about to reveal the supernatural. Yes. The hand of God is on your life today. Yes. You know my son.
Thank you for listening to Prophetic Inspirations with Pastor Charles E. Brumfield Jr. We hope this broadcast was a blessing to your life. For more information on the ministry or to send a love gift, you can write us at Charles E. Brumfield Jr. Ministries, P.O. Box 2848, Hammond, Louisiana, 70404. Or you can email us at PastorCEBJR@gmail.com. That's PastorCEBJR@gmail.com. Live a victorious life in Jesus.
Journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 44th verse, 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomenons of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as 1,000 midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, O ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about? And he raised his hand and said three words, peace, be still. The sun came out, the clouds dissipated, the thunder hushed its voice, the winds went back in his chambers and slammed the doors, the waters laid down like a baby and said, we're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more. Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, Reverend Roberts, what did they say? This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this, what?
Master.
Yes, sir.
The tempest is raging.
the sky is all shadow, oh, with blackness. Oh, no, no shelter. Oh, hey, hey. Ooh, in night. Oh, honey,
this is the point. Listen, listen.
That not that we perish. Oh, how can I lie asleep? Oh, when it seemed like each moment is so madly threatening. Oh, yes, Lord. Somebody know what they said. A grave, a grave, a grave. Oh, indeed. Yeah, yeah, Lord. Get up, Jesus. The way Carol and help
obey, obey my will.
Oh, yeah.
Peace be still.
Peace.
Peace be still.
Peace be still.
Oh, 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 peace be still.
Peace be still.
Oh.
Lean not to your own understanding. He will direct you.
Yes.
has peace. There will be peace.
Yes, it will. Oh. In the middle of your trial,
from some of them. But this one thing is very valuable to me. Let me tell you what it is. Yeah.